Welcome to Thriving in Midlife podcast, where we are learning to rise and live beyond mediocre. For women in their 40s and 50s, join this community to become the best version of yourself. I'm Cheryl Esch, the creator of this podcast, with the desire to see all women in their 40s and 50s live to their fullest potential. So let's get started with today's episode. Well, hello, my beautiful souls. Hope you're doing well. How many of you out there tend to neglect yourself? I'm raising my hand. That's me. Not as much these days as, say, when I was in my late 30s, and especially during my 40s, I really put other people first and neglected what we now is calling self-care, that practice of self-care. And as women, I'm sure we always seem to cater to other people's needs first. I think that's just in our DNA. And it's a shame because we need to take care of ourselves with some self-care practices. Because if we don't fill ourselves up, we can't serve others. Okay? We can't give of ourselves if we are empty. Okay? So I'm going to share with you some hacks for some self-care, maybe on a budget, if that's you. And if you're not on a budget, then my question is, why aren't you doing it, right? But there are some free things that I'll list that you can do for yourself. There's lots of free ways to practice some self-care to take care of yourself. And I often hear there are typically three excuses that I hear from women as to why they don't practice self-care or why they don't do anything. So the first one is, of course, money. Because they think that self-care is being like Housewives of Atlanta, where you have to spend all this money to have your nails done, do your hair, you know, all those more extravagant ways that we might equate self-care with. But there are many ways to do some things for free or even on a very low budget. So there's really no excuse because there's plenty of ideas out there for different ways that you can serve yourself, body, mind, and soul. Okay, so I'm not just looking at self-care from the physical aspect, but there could be some other aspects that you are missing. So there are ways to take care of yourself with maybe not even spending a dime. Okay, so I'm going to share some of that with you. The second excuse that I often hear is they don't have time. Okay, we let time get away from us. Meaning, again, we're prioritizing other people's needs above ours. We're prioritizing other things above taking care of ourselves. Now, they say what you prioritize, you make happen. Okay, so, and what you feel is important, you will make happen. Okay, so what is important, you make happen. You make room for it. You make time for it. You put it on your calendar, whatever it is that you do to make that a priority. So I think the bottom line for that excuse is that someone that's saying they don't have the time is they don't respect themselves enough to think they're even worth that time. Key number one. And they don't see it as important. Okay? So when you make something important, we make it happen. So making that self-care practice, whatever that may be, we'll get to some of those examples, making that important. Also understanding health-wise how important that is. And I think when you get that in your brain, when you understand maybe even the science behind it, if you're more into the science backing of why we do things, then yeah, do your research. There are positive reasons that we do this, that shift our health and our long-term longevity, vitality, all that good stuff that comes with taking care of yourself. So once you see that that is important, then you will make it happen. So time again, we all have the same amount of hours and the same minutes in the day to get things done. So it could be also just maybe you don't have good time management. Okay, so there's like, you don't respect yourself to give yourself time. You don't see it's important, so you don't prioritize it, or you just don't have very good time management. So we can nix time as an excuse. Maybe you need to get to the foundation of why you say that's your reasoning and tackle that first. The third excuse that I often hear, and this comes definitely if you're a mom, you can relate and understand. This was mostly where I got hung up. There was a sense of guilt that I would be spending time away from my kids or my family to spend time on myself, really? Like, so there was this guilt factor that came over me when I would even consider spending some time alone or going somewhere to do something that would take care of my body or something that maybe even just takes care of my soul, or just to have fun, you know, to be like a kid. So there was that guilt factor of, you know, or maybe you don't have a supportive spouse or significant other, or maybe you're single. And so that it was hard to, you know, you felt guilty about having to maybe hire a sitter and so that you could have this time. But again, that goes back to sort of that respect for yourself and having that so that you do take time for yourself. Once we eradicate those excuses, because we know they're all just excuses, and there's really, you know, when you look at anything that you do in life that either you don't accomplish or don't get done, or a goal that you set that you don't meet, there's always some excuse that we like to give to why it didn't happen, all right? And are there legitimate excuses? Maybe, but in this case, we're looking at these three seem to be the main ones that pop up, and they can really be eliminated so that you can take care of yourself. I did talk last episode on that whole self-acceptance of our physical bodies. And so there is that self-care aspect that does fall in line with that, meaning it complements that whole idea as well, you know, where you are finding that self-acceptance of yourself so that you feel worthy to spend that time maybe away from your family or spending a little bit of money to take care of yourself physically. So let me get to some of these. I'm going to share with you first the ones that I like to do for self-care and how I've navigated some of these on a very low budget, or there's several free ones because, you know, when I was in my late 30s and early 40s with my children, we didn't have a whole lot of extra cash to just for me to just go to the spa every weekend, you know, and take care of myself. So I had to get creative in ways that filled me up and kind of renewed me, whether it was physically, emotionally, or spiritually. So your list will look very different because you need to discover what are some things, what rejuvenates you, what renews you. And so I'm going to give you a few that I did and additional ones as well that you could consider. But this is, of course, not a complete list. You may discover something else that really lights you up and makes you feel fulfilled in that realm of, you know, taking care of yourself, however that may look to you. So some things that really help me is, often I like to be outside. So a nature walk has always been refreshing to me, and often going without a purpose, okay? So maybe very different than, oh, I'm going to walk for exercise, okay? This is just to find the time to enjoy nature, listen to the birds, smell the flowers, notice things around you. And for me, this is a great reflection time because I love to just let my mind kind of wander. I look at the creation around me and I'm thankful. I notice different things and it just puts me at such a peace. Okay, so this is something I like to do. And I also like to go for hikes, which also help to, they're a little more active. They help to revitalize me. And again, I'm in nature. I love that. It's just, it's so, it just brings joy to me. And, you know, maybe you're fortunate enough to live near a beach. You know, walking on the beach is so amazing. I love when I get those opportunities as well, because that's, for me, it's almost a little meditative, again, therapeutic to walk on the beach, especially barefoot. That's going to feel so good for your feet. So those are some free things. If you do like hiking, you can even download an app that I use called All Trails. And not only does it list actual like hiking, woodsy types of trails, but they will also list, according to your GPS and where you're located, little nature walks or pathways that might even be paved. So that if that's your speed, you can find those in your area. Some other freebies that I enjoy doing is taking a nap from time to time and just honoring our bodies needing rest when it needs it. And, you know, you could set a timer if you don't want to spend too much time, or you can just allow it to happen if you have that availability of not being interrupted. Or if your kids are younger or maybe they're in school, maybe you can kind of put that maybe while they're not around so that will be uninterrupted. So that's another freebie. Just in general, getting out in the sun. Sometimes I'll just go sit. Even if it's a little cooler or windy, I'll just sit outside, like if it's sunny, and I'll just get about 15 minutes of sun. No sunscreen, folks, because you actually want to get those rays and get that vitamin D. And this is just so warming on my skin. And of course, I'm getting that vitamin D. Again, I'm outside. If you're going to be out there longer than 15 minutes, you know, allow your skin to get the sun rays, and then maybe apply some sunscreen afterwards if you're going to be out there longer. Reading a book. I love to read. I got rid of Netflix, I think the beginning of the year. And since the beginning of the year, and we're at the end of March now, I'm on my 15th book. So I'm averaging about 5 books a month. So reading is a free activity and you don't even need to buy books. You can, again, download an app that's connected to your library possibly, and then you can send it to your Kindle from there. Or you can actually, if you like the physical books, you can go to libraries and check out books. I know who still does that. Well, I do actually like to do that. So that's another kind of me time activity I like to do that is restorative to me. You can take a Epsom salt bath and put some essential oils in it. That's also one of my favorite things to do, and just soak. And that's, again, a free thing that you can do to take care of yourself. It's that alone time, that me time, which could be anything else that you think of. General exercise is also very good and doesn't have to be hardcore. It could just be something as lovely as maybe taking a stretch class or a Pilates class, something that might be a little more low-keyed, but you're getting your body moving. Again, back to the walking might be an idea as well. So there's some other self-care activities that I also enjoy, but these do cost money, but I'm going to give you some ideas of how to reduce those costs. A self-care practice that I love but couldn't always afford to do was massage. I loved getting massage. For me, that's a very beneficial personal care type of activity that does cost money, that for at certain times that I could, you know, like if that was the only thing that I did and I could afford to do, you know, once a month and give myself a massage, then that was the first ticket item I was going to do. However, I found a way, and this was, you know, early on before I could really afford $100 or $125, whatever the, you know, cost is for a massage these days, that I met a lady at work who was studying to be a massage therapist. And so she told me about, at her massage school, they offered massages for $25. And you could come on the weekends and put your name on a list. You know, you can come every weekend if you wanted. They offered it on Saturdays and Sundays because the massage therapists are having to put in practice hours. And so this was one way for them to, you know, practice on bodies. And it was also a cheap way for me to get a massage. So I would go and I would actually request my friend that I worked with because she was actually pretty good. And you can do that. Like once you've gone and you find somebody that you like, you may have some good ones. You might have some bad ones. And you can request that person. And I've only ever had to wait no more than an hour to get in. But if you live in a large city, this is in the Dallas area, but if you live in a larger city, the chances of there being a massage school are pretty likely. So you can kind of Google and see and contact that school, see if they offer something like that so you can get some free, like cheap massages, $25. I also eventually became friends with her that she started doing it out of her home later, and she did charge a little bit more, but she was able to spend longer than an hour a lot of times, which was nice. And that could be something. Now, if you live in a rural area, it might be a little more challenging. So you can do a possible exchange of massage. And particularly the neck and shoulder area is a key area that, you know, many people hold their stress. So if you can find somebody, whether it's a spouse, maybe a friend or significant other, that you can swap, like, hey, I'll give you a 10-minute neck massage, shoulder massage, and if you give me one, you know, kind of idea. And my husband and I used to do that early on in our marriage, like if, you know, maybe he wanted his feet massaged or I wanted my feet. We would swap, like, oh, okay, I'll give you 10 minutes. You give me 10 minutes. Or, hey, can you do my neck today? Or he wanted his back sometimes. And so we would do a little swapping of that for one another's needs. And so that's an idea that where you can do it free. So that's how you can get that self-care practice in without breaking the bank, all right? The other thing is pedicures and manicures. Now, I'm not a fan of manicures because as soon as I paint my nails, they crack and break. And I have actually really nice, strong, even semi-long fingernails as long as I don't paint them. I discovered that. So I'm not into manicures, but many women love to have manicures and a pedicure maybe at the same time. And that can get a little expensive as you might need to go at least every month or whatever. So what I did since I was cutting back on cost on things is, and I do like pedicures, okay? I do like to have someone take care of my toenails. But in cutting cost, I do it myself every so often. And I do allow myself at least twice a year to go and have it professionally done. And I can justify that cost. I don't get the top of the line pedicure either. For me, I'm quite satisfied with just the basic and making sure they're taking care of my cuticles that I really can't get too well on my own. But if you wanted to start you know, doing some of that on your own, all I did was I bought a cheap white dishpan bucket from Walmart. It's like $2, $1.97 if you want to be exact. You can fill it with hot water and Epsom salts, maybe even add an essential oil if you like having a scent. And you don't even need to buy any of those like expensive like foot massage kind of soak things that they have out. You can just buy this bucket, soak your feet, you know, and buy a nail kit. And you can get those at pretty much any of those stores like Target, Walmart, or you can actually go to like Sally Beauty and buy a better and more kind of a little more professional grade like manicure, pedicure kind of kit. And you can take care of your toes by yourself, right? Now, the manicure part gets a little tricky if you want to try to do those on your own. We tend to struggle with painting the nails of the non-dominant hand, you know, with the non-dominant hand. It can get a little messy unless you're a little more ambidextrous like myself. So my thought here is get a girlfriend and do each other's nails if you really want to, save money. But you want to have that pampering kind of feel. And that would be great girl time too, that you can do that with one another. So you can find a friend to do that with. And that would be a way to kind of hack that self-care practice, so you're not breaking the bank every month on having, you know, pedicure and manicure done and having tips put on or whatever you kind of like to do there. One of the other things I enjoy doing is cryotherapy. Now, this is a little trickier. Now, when I learned about the benefits of cryotherapy, I actually had a Pilates client that had told me about cryotherapy, about 7 years ago. And I was hesitant. I didn't, you know, wasn't sure I wanted to try it myself, but she'd had a knee replacement, maybe two, if I remember correctly. And, you know, she did Pilates with me, but she also did powerlifting. By the way, Sharon, if you're listening, thank you. Because now I love cryotherapy. I was kind of afraid to do it. But before I could actually afford cryotherapy and before I understood the benefits, I had heard about a lot of the benefits, but my main reason for doing cryotherapy, not only is it good for joints and arthritis, and they say it helps with performance, athletic performance, joint pain, all kinds of, it also supposedly helps with weight loss. But I figured out kind of why that all works, okay? For me, it was understanding the fact that cryotherapy actually helps reduce inflammation. And so I have an understanding that inflammation, of course, causes other diseases. And so we want to kind of reduce and mitigate inflammation, because if you have chronic inflammation that goes on and on, meaning it can flare up every once in a while, but I'm talking about it's constant. There's constant inflammation in your body. Then that's when disease starts to form. Okay. Not just arthritis, but even to the point of leading to cancer. So we want to keep that inflammation down. So I became a big advocate of cryotherapy, but not just cryotherapy. It's that cold therapy idea. There's also some mental benefits to that as well. So what I started with, because I couldn't afford cryotherapy at first, is I started with some cold showers. Now, there's cold showers will help stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system. So that's a benefit, not just physically, okay? But cold showers were great in the wintertime when I lived in Texas. But when it got to be summer, it was impossible to get the water cold enough out of my shower. So if you live up north where you have some colder weather, then you're going to have an easier time maybe starting with the cold shower thing, 2 minutes of cold shower. Now, you have to build up to 2 minutes or more. Some people do five. I did have to build up to that. But some other hacks that people have suggested, and I've never done these, but you could just put cold water in a bath and with some ice and kind of take an ice bath and soak in there. I've also heard of people using ice chests and keeping, you know, cold water and some ice in there, and then they jump into this chest of cold water. You know, the ice chest that you might find in, that you buy to put in your garage to hold extra meat or something. So the people will use those as kind of like a little cold water bath. Or if you do live up north, you're probably familiar with the phrase, the polar plunge. You know, maybe you live in Michigan and you're close to the lakes and you can go and take a little polar plunge, cold bath therapy. So this is actually a great way. It might not be for you. Maybe this is not how you want to do your self-care, and that's perfectly fine. But there are ways around. A lot of the cryotherapy places do want you to have a membership. And if you don't, like a drop-in, I think is, last I saw somewhere, was like $39. But they could range, obviously, from $30 to $50 for just a drop-in. But if you get a membership, it equates to maybe more like that $25 to $30 a pop. So if that's in your budget, if you haven't tried it, I think it's great for physical body. You're taking care of your body. Another way that I take care of my body in that similar vein, but on the opposite spectrum, is I love to take saunas. I love saunas because I mainly use them for detoxing purposes. It does help relax me. But again, those are typically attached to some sort of membership. They're a little harder to maybe get a little cheaper. Those are two. They range between $25 and $30 each session, unless you buy some sort of package or membership that might bring it a little cheaper. But I did find a place, you might need to call around, some spas or massage places might have that as maybe an add-on that you could do. Now, I'm talking about infrared sauna. I'm not talking about those old-fashioned dry saunas where you have to add water to the coals or whatever. Infrared, because that's more beneficial health-wise. And I did find a place that was attached to a movement studio where I actually was able to get a sauna session for as cheap as $12. So there are ways, you just have to do a little research. But nowadays there's also, and I'm considering buying one, but I haven't yet. It's called, there's the sauna blankets that they sell now that you can actually have at home. And they're going to average about $500. There's a really good one. I'm not affiliated, but I like it because it has low EMFs. Those are electric magnetic fields, which are not great for your health. So you want something that is low in EMFs, and it's called the Heat Healer Sauna Blanket, and that's about $500. Now, if you like saunas and that's something you like doing to relax and even for health benefits, and you don't want to pay the, you know, $25 or $30 a pop, kind of idea. If you got the sauna blanket, I will tell you, you have that thing paid off in 20 sessions compared to having to pay continually this $25 or $30 each time you would go somewhere else. So that's an idea, something I like doing. There's other things I'll mention. Journaling, of course, is a lovely exercise on your mental and spiritual side. I do like doing that. I like getting outside to do that, although I will do that in my house where I can have some quiet. There's also blow out your hair. Maybe you like to have that done. Maybe you like to have your hair taken care of. That could be something that's a little trickier. Maybe you can find a friend or someone in your community, your circle, maybe someone at church that is a hairdresser that might do something like that at their house. It's going to be cheaper out of their home versus in a salon. So you might want to look into finding, that's something you like to do, finding a way cheaper to do that. A facial, Those are easy to do on your own at home, folks. But I understand it's nice to have someone else kind of take care of you. So again, if it's in your budget, then spend some time and do that for yourself. Or if you don't have the budget, there's so many ways you can either make your mask, you can buy them, and then just take some time to take care of yourself. But like I said in the beginning, everybody's going to be a little different as to what practices are beneficial for them. You know, what do you like to do? What gives you the most fulfillment, the most restore and renewed feeling, whether that's physically, mentally, or spiritually? You want to make sure you are sort of looking at body, mind, and spirit as far as your whole self-care practice. Because in the end, all of this, whatever you decide you are going to do, try to do it on a regular basis. Because as we know, this will help reduce and even mitigate stress, right? And we really need to take care of our bodies so that stress is not this ongoing thing in our lives. As we know, it can make us cranky. It could make us irritable, and it can make us exhausted too. Stress can really drain you. So we want to find ways to rebuild us up so we're not feeling drained all the time with just everyday life, right? So maybe even put it in your calendar, put it in your day timer, schedule it in. Remember I said, if it's important, you'll make time for it. You'll schedule it. You'll prioritize it. So I really hope you will do that. I want everybody. And I know it's hard when you have younger kids. And I regret that I didn't take more time doing that for myself. I think, you know, my health suffered from that in many ways, even long term, seeing some of those effects. So, but there are ways to turn that around. And if you are younger, please get rid of those excuses. Don't feel guilty about it, because you do need to take care of yourself. Okay, it's not being selfish, people. It's being respectful to this temple that you have and that you want to carry into later in life, right? So we have to take care of it. So I hope you enjoyed some of these hacks for self-care, whether they're free, on a budget, and really try to, if you feel an excuse coming up, I want you to stop it in its tracks. I want you to basically say the opposite. And then, so for example, maybe your excuse is, I don't have time. And you go, nope, I'm going to put it on my calendar. I'm going to schedule it and make it happen. Don't cave or give in to, oh, but this came up, or this person needs me, or this is more important. I want you to treat it like it's a Zoom call with the owner of a company that you work for or whatever. Like, it's imperative that you be there and do it. So please take care of yourselves. Practice some of this. Try some of them out. Maybe figure out what works for you. And you will feel so much better in the moment and even in the long run. Okay? I'll list these in the notes. So if you want to check that out and try some of them out, and go for it. All right. Be respectful of your beautiful bodies, ladies. And we have only given one, so we do have to take care of it. And let's rise above mediocre and let's thrive together. I want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. And I hope that if you are not a current subscriber, that you will subscribe, as you can find me anywhere on Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeartRadio, Overcast. And I'm also on Instagram under Thriving in Midlife, all one word. So please share this with your friends. Leave a review or any comments. And don't forget to rise above and thrive.